Hebrews 10. We're going to do these problem texts, and I've got to stop. I'm going to stop. I'm going to try to stop at 10 minutes of 8. I'm going to try. Yeah, I said by 8, but I'm even shooting before that. I'm shooting for it. There's been times I've been shooting at things I didn't get them. Eddie's laughing. He knows. Hebrews chapter 10, Eddie. Verse 26 to 29. I'm glad you're here. Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday is a little piglet run. August 23rd. We're excited about that. Yes. We need tonight in September for. Okay. I'll need to put that in the bulletin. I need to really start squeezing then, don't I? Hear ye, hear ye. Hear ye. I have got a bunch of youngins that come on Wednesday night that need a patch the pirate leader. So, and what would you be willing to do, Eddie? Eddie will train you. Eddie will train you. Right? Are we putting him on the hook, Lizzie? Okay. Well, he's done it for like 20 years, so I think he's qualified. Well, okay. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10. I'm glad you. That's a great crowd. You know, boy, earlier there was nobody. They just keep filing in. That's great. Hebrews, good to see Brother Kataira. He had been out of town. He had to work last week. I think he's got to work this week. We got a bunch of families still going on vacation. We got three or four families be gone this week, but I'll be here, so just show up anyways, and we'll have a good time, amen. I tell you what, the Lord's I'm gonna finish this message Sunday night on that dispensation teaching. I'm gonna finish that on Sunday night, and I'm gonna finish that dispensation teaching that I've been trying. That's took me 2 Sundays. You got the introduction, and last week I got to the point 4. Hello. No one's excited about that but me. You don't want to know about the millennium and the rapture and the tribulation and okay. Anyways, Hebrews chapter 10. Got quiet in here, Eddie. What'd you do? Scare him with that Becker club? Hebrews chapter 10. Hey, Elmer, why don't you and your wife do that Becker club this year? Teach the kids. Think, pray about it. Okay. Look at Sonia. Amen. Okay. All righty. Who can I pick on? I've already got Nicole and Sean doing Sunday mornings in the band route. Hey, there's Mitzi and Steve. You guys could pray about it. You guys, somebody could pray about it. Everybody pray about it. Amen? Okay. Okie dokie. Here we go. Right now we're talking to you about a problem text. There's a lot of people that take these, and I'm doing this one. I got another one in Hebrews next week. I'm also got one that Brother Phil gave me one that he wanted me to tackle over there in Mark. I'll do that after I get done with these Hebrew ones. But Hebrews chapter 10, look at verse 26. What the false teachers say, I'm going to read this to you. The false teachers say this is a saved person that loses their salvation. That's not true. You cannot lose your salvation. Okay. Hebrews 10:26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for the judgment of fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses. Yeah, they didn't believe the law of Moses. Then Moses, all right, there you go. I'm bringing witnesses against you. You're going to die. Now look at verse 29. Of how much sore punishment? If they died under the law, how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy of, who had trodden under the foot of the Son of God? Because, Eddie, the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sins. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy of, who had trodden underfoot the Son of God and had counted, watch this, this is very important, this verse right here, hath counted the blood of the covenant. What blood covenant are we talking about? We're talking about Calvary. We're talking about the shed blood of Christ, who had trodden underfoot the Son of God, hath counted the blood of the covenant wherein he was sanctified an unholy thing, and had done despite unto the Spirit of grace. I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you for teaching me Scripture, and I pray, Holy Spirit, you help me to teach now. Lord, there's a lot of false teachers out there, and they would try to deceive people and discourage people and lead people astray. Help us to be, so we be knowledgeable so we can rightly divide the word of truth. Help us to understand that we can lead others to truth. And help us that we would know truth to set us free, that we be tossed not to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I help me now, Father, be a blessing to our people. Thank you for them coming out, and bless all the other groups that we have going right now. I think of the young marriage. I think of the teenagers. I think of the college and career kids. And Lord, all the other, Becca Club, and Lord, just be with every group that we got going tonight. Nursery, bless our nursery and our kids down there. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Now, notice, look at verse 26. Are you with me? If we sin willfully, how many see that, verse 26? What was the willful sin? What are we talking about? The willful sin in verse 26 refers not to the sins of in general. That willful sin is not referring to sins that we do in general, but it's one particular sin. See that verse 26? Let me see verse 26. If we sin willfully, it's not talking about sins, different kinds of sins. It's talking about one particular sin. And it describes that particular sin. And when you get to verse 29, it describes that particular sin, what he's referring to. It's about the sin of the blood covenant. How many? When you look at that, the sin for which that passage there is referring to, the sin of verse 29, of the sin of not counting the blood of the covenant worthy. Now, the sin for which there is no forgiveness is unbelief in Christ. Are you with me? The sin of counting the blood of the covenant an unholy thing, this means they denied, get this now, this means they deny that the salvation is by Christ's blood and grace alone. You can only get saved by the blood of Christ. It's only by grace. And what it did, these people, they denied that. In the book, these Hebrews, they denied that. It's, I don't believe in that blood atonement. They counted it an unworthy thing. I don't need that. My name is Frank Sinatra. I'll do it my way. How many are with me? I'm going to tell you something. Nobody can count the blood of Christ unworthy, because it's only the atonement of the blood that gets anybody saved. Are you there in Hebrews? Look at Hebrews 9:22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. If you say, I don't need that blood atonement, they counted the blood atonement unworthy. These were not saved people. These were people that were told about the cross, told about the shed blood, told about they had to have the blood applied, you know, blood applied to them. And they said, I don't need it. I can work it, I can make it myself on my own merit. I'm going to tell you right now, there's nothing I can do with the merit heaven. You can't work your way to heaven. It's all by the blood. Look at verse 29. How much sore punishment suppose ye should be thought worthy who had trodden under the foot the Son of God, had counted the blood of the covenant wherein he was sanctified an unholy thing, and had done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Eddie, we're saved by grace. It's the Spirit of God that pricks our heart, that tells us, hey, Christ shed his blood for us. Christ died, the gospel, Christ died for us, was buried, and rose third day. Come here with me. And they said, don't bring that gospel, don't bring that bloody religion to me, preacher. I don't want a bloody religion. They count the blood of Christ unworthy. These are not people that were saved and lost it. These are people that had truth. I said they knew about truth. Look at verse 26. The knowledge of the truth that there remaineth no more sacrifice. Eddie, they had the truth. They rejected it. When I get saved, the Bible says I'm sealed until the day of redemption. These are people that never got saved. They had truth, Darlene, but they didn't. They rejected it. I don't need that. All you Baptists, all you guys are is bloody. You got a bloody religion. I don't need that blood. I don't need that crucifixion. I don't need that Christ. I'll just listen. I'll work hard. I'll be like Cain. I'll give God the best of my hands. Remember what God said to Cain? I don't accept it. Don't discount the blood. It's the blood that makes it possible for all of us. Look at a few scriptures with me. Look at Ephesians, and you've heard these, but I want you, I want you, Ephesians 1:7. Don't ever discount the blood. These are Hebrews. These are Hebrew people that they were going, Eddie, they were going back into the law. I don't need that blood of Christ. I've got all these customs. I can do it. I got all these rituals. I'm going to cling to these. You better cling to the cross of Calvary. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through what? His blood. What do you get through his blood? The forgiveness of sins. According to the riches of his grace. Man, these people, they just, I don't want it. I don't need it. I know what you're telling me. I don't want it. They didn't lose their salvation. They never got it. And that's why it says in verse 29 in Hebrews, how much more sore punishment. They knew the truth, yet they just said, ha, they threw it away. Look at Colossians chapter 1. These are all familiar scriptures, but I want you to see them. Colossians 1:14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. What can wash my sins away? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow. That makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm going to tell you what Hebrews chapter 10 is talking about, Brother Coolidge. These people, that they were never saved. They didn't lose their salvation. They were taught truth about the blood covenant. And they said, fool you on your blood covenant. I'm going to get to heaven in my own way, another way, a different way. No, there's no other different way. That's the only way, through the blood. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. These are all familiar scriptures, verse 18 and 19. But you need to hear this. And look up here. The Bible's, that's, you need to show these verses to people. I know you can quote them, but people need to see this. Don't take the Bible for granted. Don't take, you look up here. You're in a fundamental Baptist church. You got an old-time preacher that believes an old-time book. We stick to the old paths here. But in most churches, and I'm talking about even Baptist churches, they don't have the old paths. They don't have the old book. They don't have the Bible teachings. I'm a stickler on Bible teaching. Thus saith the word. What does the word say? I've taught you... I'll be here in a couple weeks. I'll be here 19 years. I taught you from day one. Don't ever believe what I teach you unless it's in the Bible. Right. Let God be true, every man, including me, a liar. Yeah. Don't take man over the Bible. Don't take me over the Bible. Don't take Pastor Dave over the Bible. Don't take anybody over the Bible. People get caught up and they follow a man and they forsake truth. That's what's happening all around the country right now. People are getting caught up with the personality of a man that has some dynamics. And they're caught up in his dynamics, even though he's left the truth of the scriptures. And they're caught up and they follow him unwavering. And they're following a man that's teaching false teachings. Don't follow a man. Hold on to your King James Bible.
Amen.
And believe what God says.
Yep.
Even if I ever turn on this Bible, don't you believe me? You stay with the Bible.
Amen.
I didn't have this plan. No wonder I never get down to this stuff, Eddie. Scripture says that God holds his name, the Bible, his word, higher than anything.
Right.
Is it Psalms 138? Yeah, what is that scripture? 38:2? What is that? Someone look at that. God magnifies his word above everything. I didn't have a plan. Is it Psalms 138? Psalms is in front of Proverbs. Here's 138. Yeah, what's the verse? Okay. All right, I'm going to read it. Psalms 138:2. I will worship towards thy holy temple. I will praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. What is thy truth? The word. John 17 says, thy word is truth. It says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. For thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, God says, you take my word over anything. You got my word on it. Amen? Years ago, they used to have if E.F. Hutton says it, everyone stops and listens. Well, God's better than E.F. Hutton. Oh, I lost where I was at, Eddie. First Peter, thank you. Don't follow those rabbits, Eddie. See, that's why you don't get done, because you follow rabbits. 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers. No, look at verse 19. But you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. I'm going to tell you right now, you leave the blood atonement, you lost it all. These people in Hebrews chapter 10, brother, they left. They left the blood atonement. They counted it unworthy. I don't need that Calvary's cross. I don't need that blood shed from that man you call Jesus. Want to bet? Hello? And so, yes. People who deny the blood atonement of Jesus Christ for their sins have no forgiveness. Hello? Annie, you and I can't deny it. You know why? The Holy Spirit lives in us. The Holy Spirit lives. We can deny it, but the Holy Spirit will never deny it. He always stays true. Yes. That's why you got a song, you do it tremendous. You ought to sing, Sweet Holy Spirit. You have a great song, you sing, Sweet Holy Spirit. And it is a sweet Holy Spirit. Amen? Now listen, there is no Christians that live sinless perfection lives. But we have a perfect standing in Christ. Look up here, you got to get this. I am far from being perfect. I've only sinned about 40 times today. Okay? I've lost my temper about 25 times. And so, and the other 15, probably yelled at Rosie. Okay, that's 40. 25 and 15 is 40. And so, I'm far from being perfect. But I have a perfect standing with God. I can't lose my salvation. Now, just because I'm saved don't give me a license to sin. Don't misunderstand me. But the moment I got saved, I'm sealed until the day of redemption. Ephesians 4:30. The day of redemption when Jesus comes and gets us. I want you to get a couple scriptures here. I wrote down that, look at 1 Corinthians 15:21. Tommy knows this one real good. 1 Corinthians 15:21. It's one of our favorite verses, Tom. If you ever took my Romans class, one of the greatest doctrines you ever be taught is the doctrine of justification. And the doctrine of justification means this: God sees us, Brother Dale, just as though we've never sinned. We're justified. God sees us just as though we were never in the lost, fallen race of Adam. He sees us in the last Adam, which is Christ. And look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. 2 Corinthians 5:21. What did I tell you? I messed up. No, I did. I want 2 Corinthians 5:21. I know the scripture I want. I can quote it. For he had made him be sin for us. I know the scripture I want. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. What did I quote you? Oh, well, that. Yeah, I want 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he, how many got 2 Corinthians 5:21? For he, God the Father, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who, Jesus, knew no sin. He had no sin. But why? That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. I've done this before. And Eddie, come here and take your coat off. Come on up here with me, buddy. Romans 4:8 says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. That word impute means he won't charge, or he won't charge against you. And so, and when I got saved, God took the robe of righteousness of Christ. See, Christ had no sin. And he imputed, he gave me, he put a, even though I can't see it, he put a robe of righteousness around me. I can't see it, but it's there. And God sees it, Brother Billy. And see, God, through Christ, has imputed righteousness to me. I don't deserve it. I didn't do anything to get it. And it's all from God, through Christ, who was perfect. So I have, see, Eddie, when you trusted Christ your Savior, Christ gave you his, because you, me and you don't have any. We don't have any, Eddie. You're just as bad as me. Sometimes I think you're worse than me sometimes. But we're both bad, I gotta tell you right now. We're both basket cases. But what God did for me and Eddie and every one of you got saved, he imputed, he gave us his, he imputed his righteousness. I had none, he had none, but when we took Christ, he gave us. And so when God sees us now, he sees us just as though we've never sinned. Thank you, Eddie. And see, God sees me now, and everyone, how many are saved? Raise your hand if you're saved. See, here's us with all our sin. And see, God, Jesus had no sin. He was holy without blemish. And see, that's how God, see, look at me, I'm all full of sin. Are you with me? But when Jesus imputes his righteousness and covers me, all God sees, if I can do that right, all God sees is the perfect holiness of Christ. How many see that? And that's imputed righteousness. You didn't work for it. You don't deserve it. It's free. It's a gift. It's the gift of God through Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. But God commends his love towards us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Look at 1 Corinthians 1. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:30. Oh, that great doctrine of justification. It's a tremendous doctrine. It takes me weeks to teach it. So you say, well, I don't know about that. Well, just trust me. It's in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him who, are you in 1 Corinthians 1:30? How many have got Corinthians 1:30? But of him, Jesus, of God, are you in Christ, Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness. Who gives us that? Christ. And sanctification. That word sanctification means God sets us apart. He puts us in Christ. And redemption. See, we have all those things. Billy, I've not got them all. God imputes them. God calls them just as though they are, even though they aren't yet. He already reckons them like we have it. And even though I'm still here in an old fleshly body, God sees me saved, sanctified, justified. And he actually sees me, according to scriptures, he sees me risen, according to Ephesians 2:6. He already sees me in heaven. Ephesians 2:6. Philippians 3:20 says our conversation's in heaven. So don't tell me about the scriptures. I can show you scripture all day long. The Bible says in Corinthians, from the book of John, the Gospel of John says we pass from death unto life. I think it's 5:24. And so we see, it's so wonderful. Don't talk about lost being lost. Once you get saved, you're saved forever. These people in the book of Hebrews, they never got saved. And Tommy, they were taught the blood covenant. They said no. Let me give you another scripture and I'm going to finish this up. Look at Galatians 3. Look at Galatians 3. Didn't have this plan. I'll give you something again. Galatians, Ephesians. Galatians 3. Look at verse 1. See, you hear this stuff all the time. We take it for granted. The normal person out there doesn't hear this stuff. That's why you need to have scripture in your heart. Look what it says there. Look what Paul said to the people in Galatia. O foolish Galatians, who hath betwixt you? What's happened to you? Why are you thinking so stupid? That you should not obey the truth. Before whose eyes Jesus Christ had evidently set forth crucified among you. This only would I learn you. Received you the Spirit by works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Did you get saved by faith or did you get by works? You got saved by faith. Are you so foolish? Verse 3. Having begun the Spirit, you're now made perfect in the flesh. I'm going to tell you right now, you're never going to be perfect in the flesh. Our flesh is sinful, man. Paul said, there's no good thing in me. If there are people that actually teaches that they can live a sinful, a sinless perfection life, watch out for those people. Now, don't. I'm not saying we should go out and sin. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not teaching that. But I'm going to tell you, every one of you have got the fallen nature like I do. And you're going to have it to the day you die or to the rapture. And while you got it, you're still going to mess up. You're going to still say things you shouldn't say. You're going to still think things you shouldn't think. You're going to act and you're going to go places you shouldn't. You're going to watch things you shouldn't watch. Hello? We're going to eat food that we're not supposed to eat. Because it's lustful of the flesh. The eyes, we see all those pies. The lust of, oh my lands. Hello? It says all that's in the world is the eyes. Are you with me over there in 1 John 2? Yeah, brownies, apple pie. I must get there, do or die. We go on that boat trip, man, they're having me, Betty and Emma, they're having me chocolate chip cookies, Hershey bars, people, you know, I mean, and I'm saying, okay, come on. First I said no, they said, oh yeah, come on, let's do it. We're on the good time three, we're going to have a good time. I might not see the good time four, but I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to have a good time three while I'm there. You see how I worked that coat off too, Brother Eddie? Isn't that great? Are you learning from the old man so he can teach you how to do it? Let me give you one last scripture. I promise. Look at Romans chapter 7, because I saw Mark come in. Mark, I'm going to get you in here. I'm keeping my promise. Look at Mark. Look at Mark. No, look at... No, really is a book of Mark. Look at Romans chapter 7. And I'm going to close out with this right here. I'm going to keep my word. I want you to look at Romans 7, verse 15 through 24, and I'm done. Oh, you got to get this stuff. You got to get this stuff, I'm telling you. You got to get it. Verse 15. It's going to sound like he's mumble jumble. You know, like, what is this, upside down talking? But it's Look what he says here. For that Paul said, are you in Romans 7:15? How many got Romans 7:15? For that which I do, I allow not. The things I want to do, I don't do them. For what I would not, that I do not, but what I hate, that I do. Preacher, the things I want to do, I didn't do it. The things I did want to do, yell at my husband, yell at my wife, and scream at the kids, I did it all the time. Are you with me? If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law, that's good. Now then, it's no more I that do it. Da-da-da-dan! Da-da-da-dan! Da-da-dan! Da-da-dan! Da-da-da-dan! Da-da-da-da-dan! But sin, Mr. Sin, that old man, that carnal mind, fleshly, earthly mind, that sin that dwelleth in me. How many see that? He's in there. He's in there. He's going to be in there till the day you die. For I know, hey, this is the Bible talking, not me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh. See, those people say, well, you can live sinless perfection. Well, then the Apostle Paul is in trouble. He was one of the greatest Christians ever. He couldn't pull it off. The Bible says it. Hello? For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. How many see that? Now we can overcome it if we yield to the Holy Spirit. We got to put off the old man and put on the new man. I understand that principle, and as long as I exercise that and do that, I'll get the victory. But I'm just telling you, everyone doesn't get the victory every time. Because we yield to the flesh. Like when you go to hit Eddie, Lizzie, that's the old man saying, I'm going to hit that old man. But the new man's saying, Eddie's saying, no, don't hit him. Are you with me? Myrtle, someone runs you up the road and you say, oh, I'd like to bust you in the jaw. It's not, that's, see, God, but you might have gave that person a track earlier on door-to-door visitation. Yeah, that's what I mean, see. But what I'm saying is, why do we do those things? Why do we do that? I used to be aggressive when I played ball. Cody, I hate to say it, but when I played ball, I have to even be, that's why I learned, I had to be careful playing sports because I'd want to win so bad. This is when I was lost. I would take people out because if they were hurting me from winning, I just want, you know, and so, you know. Like Johnny beat me in horseshoes last week, and I was irritated, and I smacked him a couple times in the picnic. I said, you beat me, but not hard. Years ago, I would have jacked his stinking jaw. I would have. Not since I've been saved, not pastoring. I'm talking about when I was lost. I'd break people's legs back. I'd try to break people's legs and everything when I was a kid and playing ball, take them out so they wouldn't have to. You say, oh, my lands. How could that nice man do that? I got a fallen nature. I got a fallen nature. We all do. And unless we control it. Hello? And by the way, if I was counting on me to save myself to get me to heaven, you could just write me off right now. That guy's shooting straight down, boy. I'd be a hopeless case. We all would, wouldn't we, Annie? Aren't you glad for the grace of God? God's grace, marvelous grace. Folks, I'm just reading you the scriptures here. And Paul says, for I know that's in me, that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. How many see that? For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that which I would not, it's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. He just keeps hitting the nail. He just hits that nail over and over and over, don't he? I find in the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Yeah, the Holy Spirit wants us to do right. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then that with mine I might serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So unless I yield, come up here one more time. Dave, I need you. Eddie, one more time. Don't hurt him. Here's Eddie, and we're all done. I'll let Brother Dave be the new man. I'll be the old man. New, young, and old. Okay. No. But he's representing the Holy Spirit. I'm representing the fallen spirit that you're born with. Eddie was born with me, that fallen nature. You're born with it. I'm going to stick with this guy to the day he dies, Mr. Sin, old man. Paul, that last verse I read you, Paul says, it's like I'm carrying a dead corpse. Oh, wretched man that I am. He says, it's like I was carrying a dead corpse on me. Everywhere I go, there's a dead corpse on me. I can't get rid of it. And here's what happens. Eddie will go to Walmart, and he'll give the lady $10, but she'll give him over $20 in change. And he's only supposed to get $2 change, but she gives him $20. So, he'll be like, I'll just say, see, God loves you. See, you serve God. Take it. You'll give it. You'll put it in missions. You know, we need money in missions. You know, but then the new man will say, no. Give that money back. And what happens is this. On everything we do, Brother Billy, you see the tugging? How many see the tugging? And whichever Eddie yields to, if he yields to the Spirit of God, he brings forth fruit. If he does yields to the fallen nature, the old man, he bears the fleshly deeds. How many understand that? Nobody's perfect. One day, Eddie will go up with the Lord, and he'll be cut loose from that old man. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? All right, now, let's thank you, fellas. But that scripture in Hebrews is not talking about losing your salvation. I just told you, you can't lose your salvation. We're kept by the power of God. That's over in the book of Peter. We're kept by the power of God. That's talking in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 3, that willful sin, that sin is not talking about sins of the flesh. That's talking about the sin of the heart, about the blood covenant of Christ. And when it says, how much sore punishment, their hell's going to be hotter for them because they were taught truth. And they said, no, I don't want nothing to do with that bloody religion. I don't want that bloody Christ. Keep your blood and shove it up your hind end. I don't need it. Hello? That's what they say. I don't need your blood. You don't need my blood, but you need Christ's blood. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what that verse is talking about. Not talking about people losing their salvation. It's about people that had the sin, that willful sin there is a sin, not sins. It's not sins of the flesh. It's a sin of the heart. Not after getting truth of Christ about the blood atonement, they rejected it. That is what it's talking about. Got nothing to do about losing salvation. These people never got salvation. They rejected it. but they had the truth brought. They knew it. They were enlightened. They had the truth of the cross. They had the truth of Calvary. They had the truth of the shed blood of Christ. They had that truth. Because it said earlier, that they had the truth. But they said no. Yeah, they suppressed. Yeah, held back. Yes. Right, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm trying to pull that verse up right now, and I can't pull it up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you. Well, that's 128. That's Romans 128 there, but that's not what he's talking about. I think it's in 19. I know that scripture, too. I teach that. I can't pull it up right now. My mind's not letting me pull that up, Tommy. I remember they suppress the truth. They hold back. Oh, yeah, there is, Tom, 119. When that which may be known of God. Thank you, Tom. Look at one more scripture. Tommy brought this up. I was quitting. You saw me. Thank you, Tom. That is a great teaching. See, you took Romans. You remember, Tom. One last scripture, and I promise I'll close. It's in verse 18 and 19. It's talking about the rational sinner. Yes. Thank you, Tom. I'm in Romans 1:18 and 19. I'm going to quit because you got 2 minutes before. But I tried to. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. How many got Romans 1:18? All ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. See, they suppress it. They hold it back. No. He got that truth. Isn't that great? He got that truth. That means that guy taught him, put it in his heart. Amen. Actually, the Holy Spirit's the one put it in his heart. How many see that? Because that which may be known of God, this is talking about the conscience here, is manifest in the God conscious that God is. But on verse 18, what Tommy is, they suppress, they hold back truth. But they got it, they just held it back. But this is talking about a God conscience here, Tommy. But I will use that word. But he's playing on words. I teach on words a lot. And he's using that word suppressed, which is very good. You're an excellent student, Tom. Excellent. I'm going to give you an A for that. They held back. They suppressed truth. Even though they had it, they suppressed the truth. And so this Hebrews chapter 10, those people, when they had truth, they rejected it. They suppressed it. They held it back. They denied it. I won't take it. And they would not retain God, Romans 1:28, in their knowledge. Thank you, Romans genie. Okay, let's have a moment of prayer. Look at the clock. Everybody look back at that clock. I did it! Okay. Sean, lead us in prayer.